The Alaska National Guard has created a yellow ribbon program to acquaint Guard members and their families with the array of services available to those who've served their state and country. KNOM's Paul Korshin has more.
Outreach advocates from several organizations came to Nome last week to inform soldiers about their options. Employee Support of Guard and Reserve Program Director Chris Nelson said it marks the start of an extended effort to connect.
Reaching out to them and keeping in good communications with them is an ongoing challenge. This is the very first time this team has come out, and all summer long we're going to be working. Our goal is to try to get into every village where there's an armory and talk directly to our service members and to our veterans about their rights, about their responsibilities, and about the benefits that they're entitled to that they may have been missing because they're out here in an area that really doesn't fit with the rest of the United States.
Nelson said returning Guard members have legal rights to regain their civilian jobs, but larger trends can complicate things.
We're concerned about reemployment in a troubled economy. A lot of businesses are going under or are downsizing while their employees are serving, and we work with them to let them know what they're entitled to. We work with the employers, and I've got to say, here in Alaska, we have outstanding support from employers.
Myrta Adams is the Guard's transition assistance advisor and says post-traumatic stress disorder among rural Guard members is merely one of the challenges they're working to treat.
Some people are needing PTSD behavioral health care that is not available to them locally. There are programs out there they're not aware of. There's telephonic counseling, there's online counseling through Military One Source and other services.
Soldiers in remote communities who want help can face numerous hurdles.
For behavioral health, for example, the stigma of you're seeing a psychologist, you're seeing a psychiatrist, we serve together, I'm not having problems, but you are, there must be something wrong with you. That's one of the biggest stigma. The second one is that a lot of them have injuries, and because they don't know where to receive the care for it or how to pay for the trip to get down to Anchorage to receive the care, they turn to other means such as drug and alcohol abuse and to hide those pains and to hide the suffering.
World War II veteran Dan Carman of Nome and Deering says he witnessed some of the difficulties for returning Korean War soldiers firsthand.
And when they came back, there was this one young man that was all patched up, sewed up, was hurting so badly, he started drinking to keep the pain down. And we never did know after getting discharged from the military where we could get help. The distance from Anchorage or Fairbanks, where there was more reasonable service for veterans, but not out here in the bush.
Carmen says rural Alaskans have always been well suited to military life in some respects. But in other regards, bush soldiers have been on their own. So Carmen says he's pleased the Yellow Ribbon program has come along.
I know our elders prayed for us, helped us to try and overcome. But that's something I'm glad that the National Guard here is beginning to have that reach out. If there's a war to fight out, to have peace, then there's a chance that our young people will be called on.
Alaska National Guard Yellow Ribbon representatives expect to continue traveling to bush communities well into 2010. In Nome, I'm Paul Korshin.